Shkolim, Perek Zayin, Mishneh Gimel. We're continuing our discussion of various things that are found in different places, and you have to make an identification. So we had identifications that are based on proximity, geography, identifications that are based on facts of what would be in that place, and now we're going to have identification that's gebuyt on the size or the shape of something. Basar shenimtzo ba'azara. Ayid bends down on the ritzbah sa'azara. There's a shtick of flesh there. A whole chatichas basar. If it's a vorin, if it's a full bone, covered with meat, a ganze aver. So then oilos. The assumption is it comes from a carbon oilo. Why is that? Because a carbon oilo, which was hukrach v'algabi ha'mizbeach, the pieces were never cut beyond a vorin. Because the Torah says in Parshas Vayikra, when you makriv the evorim of a korban al gabei hamizbeach, v'nitach oisal in sochel, they're cut into its pieces. What does it mean, its pieces? You cut something into pieces. You don't take a piece of meat and cut it into its pieces. Lin sochel means the pieces that are shayach to it. Klapid evorim. Not small pieces of meat. There's also the Gemara Dash and Gemara Chulin. The Gemara Grada quotes in Chum Daf Yud Aleph as part of the sugya of treifas. How do you ever know if a behema is not a treifa? You're putting a carbon on the mizbeach. Maybe the behema is a treifa. So the Gemara suggests cut open the behema and chop it apart every which way. This way you go through all the evarim. The Gemara says you can't. There's a cost of that. The pieces have to be complete. The stomach has to be put, kilu, has to be put as a whole piece on the mizbech. You can't chop it open to see that there's no holes in the lungs and the stomach and so on. Vachatichos, and if it is pieces, so l'chayra, it's chatois. Why l'chayra? Theoretically, it could be basar shlamim as well, but then it wouldn't be bazara, because basar shlam was eaten outside. Normally, the piece of meat that would be over here is that which is Nechal Nazara, and that's Chatois. B'Yushalayim, Zivche Shlamim. All over Yushalayim, stam piece of meat is Zivche Shlamim. Now, there is another possibility, is one type of Bosor, and then the din would be different. Korban Shlamim is eaten Shteyom V'Laylo Echod. Korban Toido is like Kotsh Gadoshim insofar, it's eaten all over Yushalayim, but it's only eaten liyom v'layla. But most of the meat that would be bought would be a carbon shlom. So that would be the din that we would give it. Vinishvi doesn't really make a difference, because the Mishnah says, Zevazet tu'ubat tsurosoi. Tu'ubat tsurosoi is Chazal's term in Kochim for the tsura of the basar. That's what we're talking about. Should change. What does that mean? Normally, when you leave something overnight, physically you'll see it's overnight, it's dried out. It has a different tzura than when it was fresh, a piece of meat befrat. Over here, what we're talking about is that lamaisa, since you don't know for sure what it is, but more importantly, Chazal say that there's a din that kochim has to be nishmar min atumah. If something is lost, then by definition, somebody was mesiach das from it. Because of that, there's a din derabonon. You don't shtel a piece of basar kochim al cheskoso, that's becheskes tahara, you say that it has a din, you're not allowed to eat it, al tzishmira and heschadas. So maybe you're not going to eat it anyways, but to burn it right away, you don't know. It might be basar that's roil achila. You're not allowed to be ma'abed kochim. So what do you have to do? You have to leave it overnight. It's to ubat tzuroso, and then v'yetzel abeis hasef, and then it can be burnt. Nimtza begvulin. If the piece of meat is found bigvulin, this needs a little bit of a hesber. Normally, if we find meat in the street, we have a famous din that everybody knows. It's a Mishnah in Machshirin, actually, but it's brought all over Shas. It's one of the fundamental dinim of Roiv, which is meat that's found in the street. You look at what the Roiv in the town is. In Roiv, Chanuyos are kosher. Teisha Chanuyos. So then you go bus a Roiv, and you say that the meat is kosher. If Roiv of the butcher stores in town are treif, are goyim, so you look at it as treif for meat. So what are we talking about over here? The Mefarshim said we're talking about where it's a kosher town. So basically, if you find meat in the street, the halacha is that it would be kosher. V'shtei don, the Mishnah is, a vorin, if you find a complete piece of an aver. Why would it be that way? Normally, as soon as they shech the animal, they do is they cut it into pieces, they kasher it, and they cut the meat into pieces. Well, they don't even kasher the meat as is. They cut it into pieces, and they work with it that way. Why would they leave it as Eivorin? Normally, the assumption is that Eivorin, a full Eiver, is you're just going to take it and throw it, like Kelev Tashlichonoise, like the Torah says. So, it was left in Eivorin point. It wasn't cut up, and it wasn't processed. So the assumption is nevelos. Chatichos, it's a piece of meat. So we're talking about a Yiddish shtot with his aroiv. The halach is mutarois. The Mishnah just makes an exception. B'shas haregel in a Yiddish town, shabosam beruba. So then it could be that there was too much supply to keep up with the ability to cut the pieces. So there could be a varan that are around and they're being put away till tomorrow because there's a mitzvah to eat meat. So Mel, there was a lot more meat in town than there normally was. So some of it could have been left in a varim form. Again, you have a roif. That's Yiddish meat. So Mel, there's no reason to assume that it's that's goyish meat. Mishneh Dalet. Behema shenimtzes miYerushalayim v'ad Migdal Eder. Near Yerushalayim is Migdal Eder. Migdal Eder is towards the south in the direction of Beis Lechem. Beis Lechem, if you're over there by Kevin Rochel, is right outside what they call Yerushalayim today, in the southern part, right past Gilo, the southern part of Yerushalayim. But Lamaisa, in terms of Halacha, it's outside of Yerushalayim. Some of the area that's in between is called Migdal Eder. Here the Mishnah is not talking about specifically Ad Migdal Eder. The Mishnah adds, U'kimidosa l'chol ruach. So the Sifrei Kadmoinim, that mapped out our souls, the Sefer Tvuas Ha'aretz, they bring over here, that he mapped it out. It's about 11 kilometers from Yerushalayim, from the Mokom HaMikdash, going towards the south. From a distant point, what they call Arnona, you could see the Har HaBayis. So you're talking about not that far, but it's a decent amount, and that's the radius within which you would expect to find behemoths that are mostly karbonos. And now you have a behemoth wandering around the street outside the walls of Yerushalayim before Migdal Eder. So you're really in the proximity to Yerushalayim. Zchorim, if the behemoth is a zochar, the assumption is oilos. A lot of behemoths were brought, a lot of karbonos. A lot of even brought oilos. A chatos is not that common. Anyways, a chatos is not the same animal as an oilos. But vinishvi, a chatos is not that common. Because how often did it happen? Rachman, it's not a yid was over on chayvi krisos. So David Nodde Admoid, if he brought a karma chatos a few times in his life, was already a big thing. But a oilos, every time a person feels like he didn't live up, bitl mitzvah say, bitl Torah. Anytime a person feels like he wasn't davening properly, no. Lama machan achizik, he would bring a carbon oilos to the Beis HaMikdash in order to inspire himself, to bring himself close to the Rebbein Shalom. So Reva the behemoth that were there were karbonos of oilos. Nekeva, if it was Nekeva, an oilos could only be brought from Zachar. Nekeva has to be Zivche Shlomo. What else would it be, Bistamias? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Haroi L'Psochim. Psochim Kodim L'Regel Shloshim Yoim. The Minim, which is Kvotsim or Izim, that are Roy, of course, only Zchorim, like we learned in Mesechus Psochim. For Korban Pesach, it has to be a Zochim and a Kvotsim and a Izim. So the Stamias is that most behemoths that are found have to be Korbanos Pesach. That's Kodim L'Regel Shloshim Yoim. That's the Zman of Kodim HaRegel. Now the Mishnah just makes an identification. The Mishnah doesn't say, so what do you do with it? So you look at the Rav. The Rav over here says, on this halach, the last halach of Roy L'Psochem is Psochem, V'amoytze mutal lo lakriv l'pizcho, he's allowed to be makrivit for himself. V'im yovoy bailov achar kach yitin lo yizdomov. If the bailov will come afterwards, he'll give him the money. Assuming that the chefetz that's lost has a din of Aveda, and he'll have to replace it if somebody comes afterwards. It's not clear what that din is. The din min aveda normally is his miyayish. So you have to say it does have a simmons. If it does have a simmons, so why is he being makriv? It should be makris. So it's not 100% clear, but what the mefarshim say is, based on Gemara Psochim Daf Tzadik, that if it's an aveda, so he could take it, and he can make it his carbon. And carbon, you have to be yotzer with ownership. You can consider it yours, and you yotzer the carbon. Legabi, the first carbonus that I described over here in the Mishnah, the oilos and the shlomim. Again, the Rav seems bestomious to say, so you'll be makrivit as an oilo, or in the cave you'll be makrivit as a shlomim. Lemaisin and Mefarshim say not that way, because there's a Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Nun Hey that says that Avada, there could be other korbanos that it could be. Moshe, you want to take in a cave of Bimakav as a Shlom? Maybe it's a Toido. So the only way to get away from any chash, but if in Hayoise, well, let's say if it's a Zohar, it could be a Shlom. So how you Makav is an Oilo? The only way to do it is to let the behemoth become a Baal Mum, Yirachi Yistayev, and then you could buy each type of carbon that's possible and be makiv each type of carbon from this money. So it's not clear exactly. Tais Yom Tov brings this way based on the Gemara Kedushin. The Rava says it's not that way. It could be the Snomi, so the Yerushalmi is that you can be makiv the behemoth Atzmo. Is the identification over here beyond the shadow over there? That's not clear. Or we say that it could also be Oila. That's the way the Gemara in Kiddushin read the Mishnah. So Vinishvi, the Mishnah just provides the basic identification, but the Mishnah doesn't delineate what to do with it. Whether you could do with it, you could make that identification and say, oh, that's what that Behem is. That's Kanira, a Machloikis, a Poiskin.